Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, welcome to the most amazing interview show on the Information Superhighway! Now zooming to you live and simultaneously from two secret studio bunkers in dual time zones, located somewhere south of Alaska, east of Area 51, north of Guantanamo. And if I give you one more clue, we'll all be in deep trouble. It's the amazing twin namesake separated at birth, the two most famous guys not in witness protection. It's Coffee with Jim and James!
Welcome, everybody, to this week's episode of Coffee with Jim and James. I couldn't be more excited to be here. We couldn't be more excited to be here. When you think of Dream Team, what do you think of? The 92 basketball Olympic team, the Chicago Bulls in the heyday, or when you think of the SGA Natural Gas Connect Academy 2020 event Dream Team, do you start to think about the people on the screen making up that Dream Team? I don't know about you, but I do. At this time, my partner in crime, as always, Mr. James Cross. James, what do you think about this team we've assembled today?
It's the best we could do.
Deeper.
Absolute best we could do. No, they're a great group. We've had Randall on before. I have no clue who John is. I think we're getting Zoom bombed right now. this is what they were talking about. We've had Randall on before. Obviously, John's a good friend of yours, Jim, and which means he's a good friend of mine. So yep. We really pulled it together because this group is all active in the SGA Natural Gas Connect Academy that's going on for this entire month. And so we wanted to pull it in. This is for some of us, this is our first exposure to a virtual conference. And for some of us, it is our first exposure as exhibitors as well. And the same for SGA, I would say. So really, we wanted to pull us all together and just have some open dialogue about what we feel is working, what we could do better at, and really, what does this look like, you know, in the future? So that's really the intent today. Jim, do you want to do just a quick intro of John and Randall or pass it off to them, and then we'll jump into some questions, have some dialogue.
I'll do a quick intro and ask a question because I got some things burning on the mind. But Mr. John Beam with Equipment Controls Company, a longtime friend of mine, joins us today, as well as Mr. Randall. Yes, he is the man, Hackworth, with Wade Trim, joins us too.
That's exactly what his business card says.
It does. Yes, that's it.
But, gentlemen, we've known each other for a long time. We've been to countless events together. But why don't we talk about SGA and what you and your companies are doing at this year's 2020 Natural Gas Connect Academy, and just give us a little insight into that. And why don't I kick it over to John first?
Sure. Thanks, Jim. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on here. It's an honor and a privilege to be in your company.
Wow. I owe you 20 for that one.
Too far? Okay. All right. So Equipment Controls Company, we have three booths. We're a longtime member of the SGA. We're a sponsor at most every event we attend and some that we don't. But we have three booths. So Equipment Controls Company is a distributor in the natural gas industry. We have 12 different product lines that we rep. And so under the Equipment Controls Company booth, we represent Sensus and Sensit, and Eagle Research, 3M, just a host of products. And then we have A.Y. McDonald, who we just started repping. So we have a booth for them just to kind of let people know that we now rep them, kind of spotlight them, if you will. And then we also have the Pietro Fiorentini booth. Now, we're the master distributor for Pietro in the United States. So so we have a booth for them as well.
That's a lot.
That is a lot to take on. It's a little bit easier virtually than it is in person. I'm not lugging stuff in and out of a booth, which is, I guess you could chalk that up as a pro. So we're involved. We're doing a $50 gift card to get people, to our booth. As you know, it can be hard to get people to come to your booth in person, and so virtually is almost impossible. So we're trying to do anything we can to get people to come by, sending messages out during the conference, just trying to stay in front of the customer as much as we can.
Yep. Good. Randall?
Well, thank you, Jim. Good to be here. Good to be here with you guys again. Of course, I'm with Wade Trim, which Wade Trim is a civil, full-service civil engineering firm, and they cover pretty much the eastern half of the United States, 22 offices plus, and continue to grow. Specific to SGA, we do have an energy pipeline group that focuses on design engineering of replacement programs, linear projects, station work, et cetera, et cetera. And, but what we have been pushing is a presentation for exposed pipe mitigation and kind of taking a natural approach to it. So we've had a good bit of interest with it. And we're not actually doing a part of the curriculum for the academy, but I'm just kind of pushing every way I can via the website that they've given us virtually. And so it's been a challenge to do that. But I do miss being there in person because I miss the people ignoring me in person. So
it's so much easier when you can get rejected right to your face.
Yes.
Virtually, it's just not the same.
It's just, it happens.
The amount of money you're saving on, you know, not giving away pens to people, though, has got to be astronomical. So that's good. Yeah, absolutely.
there's some guy that's in charge of swag back in the offices. It's just sitting there. You know, budget is blossoming. The world is anew. Well, guys, you know, as we said in the opener, we really want to focus around, you know, diving into these virtual events and what do they look like? How are they doing? So how many of us, let's just do a quick show of hands. Jim, you're included on it. How many of us is this the first virtual event that we're attending or exhibiting at?
Oh, I think this is my first.
Yeah. I mean, I've done webinars and stuff like that, but to actually attend and then secondly exhibit, right? This is our EWN's first time exhibiting. So it's totally new experience. Didn't know what to expect. In fact, it's new for a lot of our salespeople and also the people attending. And so, you know, they're scrambling around, asking questions, not really sure how to do it. Whereas, you know, if we were in person, you just kind of show up at a hotel and just look for somebody you know, you know? So
yeah, that's
a little different environment for sure. I think we're all navigating that. What's y'all experience so far as just it being the first time you're involved in a virtual conference? Randall?
I'll go on this one. I have to admit, I was lost. But I'm going to throw a name out there. Stephanie Carlozzi has been super helpful to get me to the finish line to make it a functional and useful venue. And so I really wanted to say thank you to her. And I've written her a couple of times and made sure hopefully she understands what she's done has been fantastic. And that's not taken away from anybody else at SGA, but she's the one who I've had the most interaction with.
Yep.
But it's definitely different because I think you guys, we're all, for no better way to say it, creatures of habit. And I like talking to people. I like shaking hands. I like hugging people. And I'd love to give her a hug, but unfortunately I can't. I'd love to give you all a hug, but, you know, we're not there. We're not in person. And it's a very, very different, it's a different thing. So I don't want to get used to it. I'm hoping this is the only year. And next year we get back into person. Yep. That makes sense.
John, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I more or less second all of that. It's new for everyone, obviously the SGA included, and they are doing the best that they can to, you know, get our money's worth and get our, you know, our best foot forward and in front of the customers, if you will. You know, Stephanie's done a fantastic job. You know, you wouldn't know she's juggling as many, you know, as much stuff as she is. The attention that she does give us, so that's been really good. I think they've done the best that they can. It was, you know, rocky to start, but you know, it all came together when it was supposed to come together. And I think they've done a really good job. It's just a matter of, okay, now we got this platform, you know, how can we improve upon it and how can we, you know, drive that customer base to come see us and come visit us. But you know, it's going.
Yeah, I'm going to echo something else too. And Randall, you nailed it with Stephanie. It's been amazing. I would say the whole staff that I've been involved with, because we've been involved with several, whether it be Cindy Mitchell, who's been a guest with us before, I have a direct line via text with her, been going back and forth on various things and questions and ways that we can improve and get better, you know, as an industry in this new world. The whole staff, you know, it'd been one thing if it had been rocky and then, you know, everybody wasn't customer centered and, you know, good friends of us, and we couldn't, if we wouldn't have had that kind of support, it would have been a totally different experience. But I think they were very upfront about that. So I echo those same things, Randall. I've had nothing but good experience, you know, getting up and going for our booth as well.
Yeah. You guys were helpful too, because I know I came to you guys and said, hey, what are you doing here?
And we said, we have absolutely no clue what we're doing.
Yeah, and it's trial by fire. You got to play with it. And that's the thing, is you have to, you got to work on it and adjust it. And that's what we've done. So we keep trying to do that because we have 4 weeks.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
I never leave my computer, ever.
You know, Randall, you hit on a good point there about working together as a team or as a team. That's something that this industry really, I would say, embraces. Absolutely. Now, I've been doing virtual conferences this year back since March. I don't know if anybody else out in the West, there was some Western Energy Institute conferences, and that was right at the beginning of this. And at that point, when somebody said to me, we're going to do a virtual conference, I'm like Randall and John, James, I want to hug people and shake their hands and talk to them and, you know, go do this and that. You know, having had some virtual conferences, or at least this one under our belt, What's your thoughts about some of the good, bad, and the indifferent about virtual conferences? What, you know, what's your take on it? I'll give you, again, my take. One, I miss everybody. We all know that. We're all in the same boat. We all want to get together. But I will say this, though, by seeing you all, you know, at the conference or talking and just reconnecting, it definitely keeps that excitement in me. So any thoughts from you, gentlemen, either John or Randall, want to kick in there?
I'll kick in here first on this one. I think the good is, and I might not have this totally right, but I want to say that if your company was already registered to go, you could basically bring anyone to the show, right? You could, anyone's allowed to come to the sessions and sit in and obviously visit the vendor. So I think we might have a lot more traffic in that way. Maybe some people who are clicking on your website, who are looking at your bulletins or whatever you've got posted on your website, that are, might be introduced to your company, that maybe normally wouldn't be able to go to a conference like this, wouldn't have the opportunity or whatever. So I think there is that opportunity to see people, I say see, you know, that normally wouldn't be able to see you or see your company or what y'all, you know.
Or they may have been just intimidated to come into your booth, so.
Yeah, they just walk by, or, you know, I mean, you know, with Randall standing there, it's hard not to be intimidated by that gloriousness.
I think "weird" is the right term, but I won't.
You know,
he had to dig deep for that one.
yeah, and the bad is obviously just not being in person. But go ahead, Randall, what do you got?
I'm just gonna say it's not the same, and it's not as good. It's not as good, and I will say that because in person we're able to, you know, go to dinner, we're able to go to lunch with folks, et cetera. And, you know, it's a little bit different, a little bit more personal when you're there. And in this case, it's unfortunate. It's the scenario and we have to make the best of it. So that's what we're doing. So like I said a minute ago, I'm just hopeful this is the only year that we have to do the virtual conferences. I think it'll become a thing for the future, but you know, people want to be in front of their prospects. People want to be with their clients, et cetera, et cetera. And I just don't think that's going to be replaced.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. Excuse me, Randall. From my company's perspective, is we have stuff that you need to touch and feel and get your hands on to really get an idea. So yeah, this is this regulator, this meter I've been talking to you about, or, you know, whatever the case may be. And it's really hard to do that virtually. You know, we do training webinars and stuff for customers as needed, but, you know, they really want to get their hands on this stuff and, you know, pull it apart, put it back together and stuff like that. So that's the biggest myth. And that's the bad. And it's nobody's fault. It just is what it is. And just try to work through it. But that's the biggest, I guess, bad, if you will, is that they can't get their hands on this stuff.
It's definitely different. Jim, I'm going to go. I mean, from an EWN standpoint, I'll tell you some of the good that we've pulled out of it is, you know, sometimes as booth rats or whatever you want to call us, you know, we get complacent to a degree. You know, I mean, you go, you set up your booth the same way, you wait for the people, you see the same people. You know, there's a, there's definitely that habitual nature to it that Randall hit on. And for a lot of us, you know, the real business happens at the bar after or at dinner or, you know, those sidebar type situations. But I will say from a good standpoint, this has tested us, you know, as a company of getting out of our comfort zone, right? And what ways, I mean, here we are on a video call, right? And recording it and going to share it again for exposure to the event, to our own booths, things like that. I mean, there's a motive behind it at times. You know, very quickly we realized that, okay, we got to do some work to make this work, right? And sometimes at a show, I'm not saying we don't work, believe me, I know the days are long just like you guys, but there is a routine there, and this was not routine this time. And so getting, you know, what are some creative, we were more creative last week in trying to figure out how to maximize this event than I've ever seen our group be when it comes to a show, right?
Yeah, that's awesome.
And I think that's fascinating, right? There's an angle to that that intrigues me. Like, why don't we treat every event this way, whether it's in person or not, right? You know, as far as the bad, I mean, not to beat a dead horse, but obviously, you know, we all want to be there. John, you bring up a fantastic point of there's some wares out there that you just got to get your hands on, right? I've got to do it. There's no replacement. We don't live necessarily in that world. You know, ours can be definitely done virtually. However, there's a personal element there that you know who you're dealing with, you know that mindset and things like that. You know, it's different for me. I come from a technology background. So, you know, this virtual world is very, I don't want to say that it's easy or it's convenient or, you know, like it's not perfect for what we're doing, but there's a little piece of it that seems natural to me. So it's not as hard.
Comfortable.
Yeah. I'm a creative, right? That's my background. So for me, it's a problem I get to solve come Monday morning of, okay, how are we going to get people in? Get them activated, right? We're doing things. We turned our vendor showcase into a webinar. We're out there promoting it like crazy. And we wouldn't have done that. We would have sat there and waited for people to show up for our 15-minute spiel at the conference and went about our business. So that part is exciting for me.
It's you got to embrace it.
Yeah.
Embrace it.
Like you said, Randall, I hope it's only this year. I pray it's only this year.
Hey, James. I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Because you are technologically gifted and a technology guy. Do you ever play video games?
No, I hate them. Says the guy. Me and my son built that as a prep project. I'm sure a lot of people have wondered what that is back there. It's an awesome project that we got to do, him and I got to do. We modded that thing. It's got tons of games on. Super fun. Super fun project. Now it's just a prop, so it looks cool. It makes me seem a lot cooler than I really am.
Hey, this backdrop makes me seem a lot cooler than I am.
We all have our things, right? I mean, not all of us can be in San Francisco. So Jim, did you have anything to add to that?
Real quickly before, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I was thinking, you know, when you think about, we all are in a time of, oh, woe is with me at times, and we get down, but then we always look at the bright spots. But one of the bright spots is all of our comfort level with virtual conferences. And then going forward, we're all in agreement. We want to be there live together, hugging. But there is a whole generation of people out there, especially our younger generation, is very comfortable with electronics that like to go and maybe pop into a conference or a session, but not actually go to it, not actually take the time. And I think if we do hybrid conferences in the future, where again, we have our normal conference, but maybe the sessions are broadcast where an engineer or project manager can hop on, he or she, for a few minutes and, you know, watch a, a session or two and again, attend part of the conference and gain something from that where they might not have gone in the past because it was a live conference. I think that could be a good thing in the future.
I think you nailed it. I think we live in a hybrid world moving forward. Yeah. I'll tell you from my own experience, and I've not been in this industry as long as you guys, I assume, I don't know. I've only been here 4 years, but I can tell you the first couple of years I was scratching my head. I have no clue what I was doing. But when I was able to get out there and be at these events and sit in the sessions and talk to people and understand how it was all connected, that was huge for me. And you hit it on the fact that there's so many people sitting behind a desk that work for us and with us that never get that chance. And they never would. But in this hybrid environment, I think that's going to allow us to create better products to, you know, see all the way down the line of where we can make impacts. And that's something we wouldn't have got if we would have stayed 100% in person. So that brings up what I think probably is the last question. And that's really, you know, moving forward, what does this thing look like in a perfect world, Randall, that you live in, you know, with that backdrop? In a perfect world, what does this look like moving forward for you guys?
You know, I can throw out some buzzwords by, it must be more, it needs to be more intuitive and this and that, but I don't really know what that means, so I'm not going to go there. you know, I'm not sure exactly what we do, because it's just one of those scenarios where it's, in my case, and I said, I can't remember who I was talking to, but I was like, wait a second, I think it was Jim I was talking to, I'm going, you know, with these virtual conferences, do you ever think, oh, wait a minute, there's a bunch of people over in this room way over here or in Texas or somewhere having a meeting, but I have to do it by computer. And I don't know, I just kind of want to see something, and maybe seeing something live going on would be helpful, but I don't know what the next steps are. It just, there may be a way to do this simpler, but I'm not sure exactly how to answer that question, to be honest with you, James. Sorry.
You just want it in person. That's,
yeah.
And that's okay to say. I think we all feel that way. It's a hard one. It feels somewhat, and John, I swear I'm not trying to steal your thunder. If I do, it was meant to be. Because I know you're itching to answer that question, but you know, it feels kind of like a stopgap, right? I mean, it feels like we're in this purgatory of, do you spend a ton of time trying to figure it out, or do you just wait it out, you know?
Yeah.
Now, John's like,
that's pretty much it. Thanks a lot, jerk. I'm James. Damn, sorry. That's pretty much it. It's embrace what we have in front of us right now and do the best we can with it. And I hope like crazy that we're in person, but you know, got to be able to take this experience today. And if we're going to be virtual tomorrow, okay, we're going to be virtual tomorrow. What does that look like? How can we improve upon what we did today? And just make the best out of not a ideal situation by any means. So.
Yeah. Continuous improvement.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I have to say, the reason I was laughing, I actually felt like I was at a real conference with the four of us hanging around a booth area or out in the lobby, just the way we're kind of bantering it. And John's very witty, quick humor. It's absolutely beautiful.
Those are the things you miss in a virtual setting. I mean, we're blessed right here to be four people on a video. But what I mean is at that conference, that stuff would happen all day long. You would make connections, all that. But when you're sitting on a web page waiting for somebody to slide in.
There could be 500 people and you would have no idea. I'm even if they click on something, I don't know that. Unless I go into some log somewhere. And that's kind of the frustrating part too, is unless they actually are interactive with it, it's knowing if someone's there and
you know, I'll tell you where my fear is. My biggest fear, John, is
if
my phone rings and I see Randall's number, I'm concerned it's tech support related. Like he's found a feature and he's broke his booth.
Ignore. Just yeah. Ignore.
I'm in a meeting, bro.
Do like everybody else does.
Can I call you later?
Yeah. Guys, I think this has been enlightening. I mean, when we started doing Coffee with Jim and James, we kind of joked that it was almost therapy for us. It was therapeutic. Yep. That yep. was really the intent when it started. There had to be other people feeling the way we did, but weren't sure the platform to share it, right? And so we've had people on, and the thing that's continuing, I think this is episode 17.
Like that,
or it will be when it comes out, if it doesn't get canceled before then. But this has been therapeutic for us, and we hope, you know, the SGA, other associations that we're all involved in can take a little nugget from this and know that, you know, we support it. We understand there's a need for it. We want to be a part of making it better, and in hopes that in the very near future, we can get this thing back in person. So
yeah, absolutely. Hey, I just want to say real quick, thank you guys for being there for me. I want to thank my company for the same support during all this pandemic scenario. And to the SGA and the other associations that are dealing with this, the way they've taken the time to deal with it, to support their members as well as associates. Thank you guys. Great job. Keep it up. If we can support you, we definitely, you know, I guess I'm speaking on behalf of myself.
Yeah. All of us.
But thank you.
If Randall can't support you, he'll call me for tech support.
I'll call James to help you.
John, any final thoughts on?
Yeah, I really appreciate the opportunity to be able to come in and speak with y'all and speak to who's ever listening to this, the millions of people,
the three people
everywhere.
Yeah, there's
that's
three.
Right. That's right. It's kind of echo what Randall said, you know, the support that my company's given me during this time and the flexibility of life, you know, has been tremendous. So, you know, look forward to seeing everyone here real soon. And again, thanks for the opportunity. Would love to be a part of something like this again.
Hey, John. Good. Yes. John, let it out. You look like you're tearing up a little bit.
Can we cut to commercial, please?
He cried in the first take, and we had to start over.
That's why we started over.
James, I'm going to wrap it up, but any final thoughts from you, James? Are anything to say? Or
I think going down the path of continuous improvement, it's not a new, you know, that's not a new term in our industry, you know.
Yeah.
This is no different, right? I mean, we put together what we could put together in the time allotted, and as we move forward, we hope we can make it better. And I think conversations like this, honest and open and passionate conversations, is what we have to continue to have.
I couldn't have said it better myself, and I couldn't have said any more than that. So thank you for that. Again, that's
disheartening. This is the new handshake, by the way.
It is. Yeah.
God bless you guys.
Anyways.
The movie they did that?
No, what movie?
The Wolf of Wall Street. The Wolf.
That was a good movie. With that, we are going to wrap this up.
And bring hurry.
This is just going to keep going on. We would like to thank our special guests, John and Randall. Great guys. If you do know them, shout out to them. Give them a hard time about being on this episode. If you're not,
please do.
Click on and connect with them through LinkedIn. They are great guys, and they can definitely help you in the industry and people you would want to know. As well as thank if you don't know James and I, connect with us. We have a few connections, so we look for having a few more. Until then, everybody, please have a great day. Enjoy the SGA conference. Let's all be safe out there. God bless you and God bless our industry. Until next time, have a great day.
Thank you.
See you.
See you guys.
God bless.
See you.